and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day and ready for fun with Melly and Melissa Red Pill. We look at all the current events in the light of God's Word. This is the Trump card. I want you guys to look at this. We're going to talk about what is that Trump card and has he already played it. You're going to love it. We're going to have a great time as we always do. I see you guys over on the chat. I'm glad to see you. My website is right here. For those of you who are new, melissaredpill.com. What we do is we look at the current events in the light of God's Word, right? Because this is biblical, what we are experiencing. It's very, very good news for us. Don't forget, hit the like button right now. Uh-oh. My thing stopped. Hopefully it's not going to keep doing that. Uh-oh. Okay. All of a sudden my video stopped moving. My face stopped moving. All right. That's not cool. Okay. I don't know why it stopped doing that. All right. So let me try again to have find my face. Anyway, but while I'm doing that, while I'm trying to get my face back on, I will go ahead and play for you what is happening right now with this Mark Carney. Mark Carney is the Prime Minister of Canada, and he is not happy with what President Trump just did in China. And I think this very likely could be the Trump card. A lot of people may not realize, you know, what the big deal is, but I want you to hear what he has to say, because he's basically admitting that they have been defeated. Check this out.
We're facing another hinge moment in history. Our world is undergoing one of the most profound shifts since the fall of the Berlin Wall. And that old world, the world in which APEC prospered but also helped to foster, that old world of steady expansion of rules-based liberalized trade and investment, a world on which so much of our nation's prosperity, very much Canada's included, that world is gone. We're facing another hinge moment in history.
Okay, so what is he saying? I'm still struggling to get my face back on here, but that's okay. What he is saying, in my opinion, is that with what happened and President Trump basically cutting out the globalists out of the loop, they are not going to be able to, they're the middleman is being cut out. We're having trade deals with China. We're having trade deals with Thailand and Cambodia and all throughout the Asia, as well as all throughout the Middle East. And they're not in part of it. We left them in the dust. President Trump did, because he's a genius. And so they have always been this imperial power, whether you realize it or not. This did not stop with the Revolutionary War, or even the Civil War, for sure. This has been continuing, and every country has been under their boot. And now they're out in the cold, and they realize it. And that is exactly what he is saying right there. So yeah, the thing is, when presidents have tried this before, as in McKinley and Lincoln and Kennedy, they were assassinated. That is what happened. All right. So that is one of the huge things that is going on. And so President Trump posted this. He says it's time for Republicans to play their Trump card and to go for what is called the nuclear option. Did you see this? Here's the post right here in the middle. It's a sick form of the legendary Trump derangement syndrome, TDS, that only comes from losing too much. They want trillions of dollars to be taken from our healthcare system and given to others who are not deserving. People who have come into our country illegally, many from prisons and mental institutions. This will hurt American citizens, and Republicans will not allow it to happen. It is now time for the Republicans to play their Trump card and go for what is called the nuclear option. Get rid of the filibuster. Get rid of it now. Okay, so it's very, very interesting because they are not. You know, it appears that Thune does not want to use nuclear option and get rid of the filibuster. So it looks like they're having arguments between them, but I don't buy it. President Trump is in complete control, but he said call out and play the Trump card. And so here's the post from March 3rd, 2019. At what stage in the game do you play the Trump card? Well, it's at the end of the game. That's when you play the Trump card. All right, so I want you to see that. Here is where it says, I really believe this Trump card is what he just did to the globalists. And the globalists think that their only chance of getting back control of America so that we can't remove them as the middleman to control all the world commerce, they think the only way to do it is through Congress. And they've controlled Congress. But President Trump is playing the Trump card on them. They are not able to control him. They can't do it. So check this one out.
Trump didn't just make a deal. He flipped the global supply chain. For decades, China dominated 80% of the world's rare earth processing, the elements that power the modern world. From fighter jets and electric cars to smartphones and AI servers, every system depended on materials refined in Beijing's orbit. Then, in the span of 72 hours, that control began to shift. October 24th, Malaysia signs a mineral pact. October 25th, Thailand joins with a processing deal. October 26th, the framework is revealed. China blinks. Behind the headlines of tariffs and trade wars was a strategy years in motion to move rare earth production away from China and into the hands of U.S. allies like Malaysia, Australia, and Cambodia. Each agreement redrew the map of global technology, one deal at a time. What the world saw as chaos, unpredictable tweets, sudden tariffs, and economic shocks, was in fact a long game to secure America's technological independence. Every move tightened control of the resources that define power in the 21st century. That's not chaos. That's strategy. The world saw tariffs. He saw tactics. That's how power sticks.
There you go. Sorry about that. I've got technical difficulties, but we're going to make it work. So I'm just going to pull this screen over so you can see my face. There's my face, everybody. All right. So, yeah, I really do think that is the nuclear option. It's really a matter of blasting them out. That's what it's really about. That's what is happening to my screen. I need someone to come and run my laptop. I need someone to run my technical things because, yeah, clearly I'm not able to do so. I was trying to do something super cool today, but, yeah, that every time I try to do that, it doesn't work. All right, so now let's see if that can work. But, yeah, I hope that makes sense. I hope that makes sense to you guys that what really with President Trump, the big picture. Let's look at the gigantic picture. The globalists have run the world. They and really by the city of London, and with the imperialists, the crown, the elite, whatever you want to do. That's who our war is against. That's who is the New World Order that we've been fighting all this time. So when President Trump goes over and makes these deals, and you know uses tariffs, uses all this trade negotiation because he's an absolute genius. That is what is blasted them out, and they admitted it. As I was showing you that video of Mark Carney, they realize that it's over. That you know, and their only hope is to get back control of Congress so that they can get rid of him. That's really, and they've tried that. They tried it over and over and over, and clearly they're not able to do so. So that's really, really good news. All right. Yeah. So I see you guys over there. What do you guys, do y'all think, do you agree with me? Yeah. Thank you, so Ken. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And well, it was so funny because while he was over in China, they're saying, oh, are you going to go and talk with Carney, Mark Carney, the Prime Minister of Canada? It's like, who is that? He's just a globalist puppet. Come on. Nobody, you know, cares. Who cares? I'm not that we don't care about the Canadian people. It's just that we know that he's a controlled puppet for the globalists. And then you had the rhinos, right? McConnell, Rand Paul, Murkowski, and the other one, whatever, all four of these vote to, you know, to on the funding for Canada. It, clearly, they're rhinos. It really makes no never mind. It's really, all it's doing is showing us that they are controlled and they're part of this whole system. So we're going to watch and see. The other thing that's happening right now, and I really think this is a big part of the nuclear option, is that you've got this man who is the president of the Teamsters. He's up here yelling at the Democrats. He's up here yelling at them because he's to open the government. And, you know, a lot of this is theater. My opinion is that they on the Democrat side, they always march in lockstep, clearly, except for one, what is that guy's name? Anyway, the big guy who looks kind of like Lurch. Anyway, so he's not really one of them, but he didn't vote for this, but all the rest of them have voted to spend $1 trillion for health care for people who are not even citizens. And, you know, I'm hoping that we can get the truth out to the people, because President Trump is not the one who's shutting down all of this. It's them. And so that really is, in my opinion, destroying the Democrat Party, as we have seen from the board for a long, long time, the end of the Dem Party. This is gigantic, that it's destroying them. So that's really good news. Anyway, so I want you to hear what this Teamster President, Sean O'Brien, right up here with Vice President J.D. Vance and the Transportation Secretary Duffy, backed by 1.4 million Teamsters. He demanded that the Democrats end the shutdown by signing the continuing resolution. This after the government workers union, 800,000 strong, demanded the same. So can you imagine? We are the party of the people now. This is another nuclear option. This is really the filibuster, really. You know, what they do in Congress is small potatoes compared to this. This is what people need to see, is that we are on the side of the people. We are the populist movement. We are, you know, and so many people have been brainwashed for so long, they don't realize, you know, who's the good guys, who's the bad guys, who's really working for the people, who's not. But anyway, I want you to hear what this guy had to say. He's not playing. When he's yelling at the Democrat Party, that means they've lost. Check it out.
And we took a position. I represent 1.3 million working men and women in this country for the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. We took a position 3 weeks ago. Pass a clean CR, get to the table, negotiate a deal. Do not put working people in the middle of a problem they should not be in there. And we got to think about the families that are going to be affected. Think about when you have to tell your son or daughter they can't play sports because you're not getting paid. Think about when you can't pay your mortgage. Think about when you can't pay your tuition. Put the politics aside, get to the table, negotiate a deal, pass a clean CR right now, and then figure out the problems moving forward. And I want to thank the air traffic controllers. I want to thank the aviation administration for all their hard work and sacrifice they make. And look, security and safety of the airlines is paramount. Let's not compromise the safety and security. Pass a clean CR. Thank you.
There you go. I hope the volume is better. And I apologize if it was a little light. Hopefully it's better now. Tell me, give me the thumbs up. Thank you. That's Fetterman. That's who I was thinking about. How did you know that? Because I said Lurch. Anyway, please, if you give me the thumbs up if the sound is better. And I apologize, Dutch Sola. So Lola. Anyway, all right. So yeah, Still working on getting my whole new system going the right way. I worked on it, like, literally, if you see my last post, I think it was 2 a.m. that I was working on it. Anyway, all right, so here is our wonderful RFK. For Halloween, he posted himself with the laser eyes. And he's got on here about all his successes by getting these industries to stop putting all these chemicals, the dyes, the corn syrup that's so terrible for us into the food. And so he has just done remarkably, a remarkable job. But why the red laser eyes? Because you think, oh, well, he should be celebrating it. But I think that he is coming for them because of all the crimes that they've committed against us by all the things that they put in the food knowingly. What do you guys think? Okay. Good. Thanks, Dawn Patrol. All right, check it out. I love it. I love it. I love it. I've never seen such an entertaining administration ever before. They know how to use social media, and we're just living in the day. I was actually just watching something this morning about the whole thing with the NASA and the Challenger accident and all of that, and a lot of these people. Sorry, I'm telling you, if you've never heard this before, a lot of these people are alive. They were not killed. This was a whole false flag to get control of a lot of money through NASA and to do this horrible psyop against the American people and to just terrorize. They're the terrorists to terrorize our country. But the thing is, the truth is coming out now because we have the social media. And also, yes, we've had the power of social media for several years, but now it's really ginned up to the point where we can make things go viral. And we, of course, now that we are the Patriot Army, the digital army soldiers, we get this truth out there. We blast it out, and we know how to work and to get this stuff going viral. So yeah, it's really, we're living in an amazing day. So back in the day, they couldn't get any of this information out because it was, like with the Challenger, you couldn't tell. How would you tell someone? Stand on the street corner and tell someone? They had a lock on the mainstream media. And because now we have these phones, because we have all the social media, they can't stop us. And that's what they really didn't. They should never have let us have the phone. That was their problem. That was their big mistake. So, but they couldn't stop it. They couldn't stop it from coming. All right. So did you guys see this? I want you to see this whole thing. This is so horrifying. This is Heidi Klum. Do you know who Heidi Klum is, right? Let me see if I can show you a picture of Heidi. Yeah, that's Heidi Klum right there. It's beautiful, but look at how she's dressed up for Halloween. Isn't that outrageous? Okay, so I want to show you what this means. So this is Perseus. He is in the heavens. This is obviously biblical astronomy, and the Lord put these constellations in the heavens for us. He says for signs, seasons, days, and years. That's what he put the sun, moon, and stars in the heavens for, Genesis 1:14. And so if you notice here, Perseus is holding the head of Medusa. So this is not just mythological. This is not just, Greek mythology. This is from the heavens, from what the Lord put in the heavens as part of his, Bible story. I've got a whole video called The Heavenly Storybook over on Melissa Red Pill. Go look at biblical astronomy if you're new to all of this, and you can see all the meanings of each of the constellations. And so, for example, Perseus is holding this head of Medusa. For those of you who are not really familiar with that, she basically represents the New World Order. She represents the evildoers, and she has all these snakes coming out of her head because she's just pure evil. I just find this to be a very interesting clue, and that she would have this and she would be wearing this on this day. And this is the reason I just think this is such an interesting clue. And it's because if you look at this Perseus, what he does is he cuts off the head of the snake, okay? Similar to David cutting off the head of Goliath. Okay, you see all this symbolism. And we are cutting off the head of the evildoers. what President Trump basically did in China this last week and all of Asia and the week prior in the Middle East was he's cutting off the middleman. He's cutting out their power over us to rule over us. No longer will these countries be under their boot. Okay, and so he's destroying their power. Okay, really exciting days. So here's another picture of Perseus holding up the head of Medusa, and it's a picture you'll see it others all throughout Europe where you see David. So he looks very much like David holding up the head of Goliath, and so you know it kind of reminds me of that evil woman Kathy Griffin who was holding up Trump's head, but you know an evil thing that she was doing, she was kind of trying to do the same type of thing, okay? But the truth is, he's not the evildoer. We're cutting off the evil that has been terrorizing and has been controlling and manipulating and starving all the world for so long, robbing the assets of each of the countries, using it and getting wealthy and just making everyone else, every other nation, poor. That day's over. That day has come to an end. That's the whole point of this. I just find this very interesting that she would wear this for Halloween, and it went viral. Okay, so here is Perseus in the movie, The Clash of the Titans. He's holding the head of Medusa. And so don't look in its eyes, because the story goes that if you look in its eyes, the evil sea monster, Cetus the sea monster, that's another constellation that the Lord put in the heavens. We know what each of the constellations is because of the names of the stars. But you look, the sea monster looks at this Medusa head, and it just really just crumbles into the abyss, into hell. This is so symbolic, and it's so biblical. It's really, really awesome. So I want you to see this. Here's the sea monster, and there is Perseus riding on the flying horse, and he saved Andromeda. So the Marvel sea monster was just about to go in for the kill to destroy the princess Andromeda, which represents God's people, and that's another constellation in the heavens. She's the church chained. It's not just the church, it's the righteous are chained and under their control, and they're going in for this evil kill, and then Perseus saves the day, saves Andromeda, saves God's people, all right? And so there she is. She's like looking up, and he's coming at her with this, you know, terrible teeth. And then look at what happens next. Did you know this? This is in President Trump's New York apartment. He has a beautiful statue. I know it's a little bit fuzzy of a picture, but this is Perseus. And after he has destroyed Cetus, the sea monster, he is carrying away Andromeda to safety. Isn't that a beautiful, beautiful statue? Isn't that absolutely just stunning? Everything President Trump has, it has meaning to it. And so he's had this for years. This was something I found online long ago. I have a whole a video that I created called The President's Residence. It's one of my favorite videos I've ever done years ago. I probably did this 6 or 7 years ago. And so, you know, he knew his destiny was to rescue Andromeda, which is us. It's not just Americans, it's people all over the world. And as I was playing that video for you earlier, he's used genius, he's used tariffs, he's used trade negotiations to do it, and to cut off the head of this horrible beast, and to destroy their whole system. This whole monstrous system is going to crash into the abyss, and we will fly away to safety. That is what is happening. Isn't that the coolest thing? Isn't that so cool? The Lord put this in the heavens. This is what we know is happening in our day. Yeah, and so I showed everybody, you know, this sign in the heavens is also what proves to us that this is the day where we are being set free. The Lord put, you know, all these signs in the heavens for us because he knew they would not be able to manipulate the stars. What they did do, though, is they scared a lot of us away from looking at it because they attached it to horoscopes and they said it was demonic. It's not demonic. The Lord said in Genesis 1:14, I'll quote it again. He says, I put the sun, moon, and stars in the heavens for signs. Seasons, days, and years, just like the Bethlehem star was seen by the wise men, and they knew that this was our Lord Jesus' birthday. This was the sign for our birth of the kingdom of Christ on earth. It's called the sign of the Son of Man. It's from Revelation 12, 1 and 2. There appeared a great wonder in heaven. This woman, Virgo, clothed with the sun right there on her shoulder. The moon is under her feet, and she has 12 stars on her head, 9, which is Leo, and the three others, Mercury, Mars, and Venus, came into alignment and made this beautiful crown for her, and she was being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. This is Jupiter entering into her womb for a 42-week gestation period, and it did a loop. I saw this with my own eyes. The Lord helped me to understand what was going on, and he helped me to see this in the heavens, and I saw it. I can swear on a Bible that, yeah, on my right hand, this is true. This really did happen. And so then the exact sign happened on September 23rd, 2017. 1 month later, 17 started posting. But the day that Jupiter, the Christ star, entered into her womb was the very day President Trump was elected. This is biblical. This is biblical. If you want to learn more about what I'm talking about, check out. I've got all this in the book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. So I just love that. Yeah. So all that started with this horrible Heidi Klum, but she is representing this evil Medusa that is being destroyed, this evil regime in the globalist city of London imperialists that's being destroyed. It's in that you can't even look at them. They're so evil that it'll turn into stone. Well, it's even turning the evildoers to stone. They're falling into the abyss. Praise the Lord. All right. So it's all really biblical. All right. Did you guys see this? Did you guys see this? I couldn't even believe this. So I had to do it myself, and I've got the link for you. I'm going to share the link for you so you can do it yourself. So when you search AstraZeneca, AstraZeneca, do you know what it says in Latin? It spells a road to death. AstraZeneca spells in Latin a road to death. What have I been telling you all this time? Stay away from all their big pharma drugs. Do everything organic. I want you guys to detox. I want you guys to do everything natural. I want you to make sure to, you know, get your body filled with the supplements that you need. Maybe you're low on, you know, whatever, but make sure that you get what you need. I'm going to show it to you real quick how you can find all kinds of great information over on melissaredpill.com. Tons of information, and I probably won't be able to talk about this if this is on YouTube, because they still have a lot of rules over there about what you can talk about. So definitely go over to Melissa Red Pill. Oh my goodness, I love these probiotics. Wonderful. You've got to check that out. How you've got to protect your microbiome in your system. It's so, so important. Read all about that. I have videos about that, not necessarily on YouTube, though. Anyway, so yeah, Methylene Blue. Oh, my goodness. I better not even say the word of that, because they hate all these things because they are true remedies instead of their fake ones. But anyway, check it out. freedomforce.live/health. All right. So yeah, I'm going to click on this and let you see it for yourself. This is what it looks like. I just took a screenshot of it. AstraZeneca, a road to death. Check this out. I'm going to click on it for you guys so you can go right there. When you type this in, there you go. Okay, English, kill us. Okay, why is it not doing it now? Did they mess it up? Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. They kill Astrazi. What is that? What?
Look, the bottom line, and we took a position. I represent 1.3 million working men and women in this country.
Okay, so they have... I think they've changed it because they knew we were onto them. Isn't that crazy? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Is that it? It just was doing. Look at this. Okay. Did you guys see this? I just took a screenshot of it. Somebody do it on their phone. I don't know if it's doing it different on the laptop from what it was doing. Okay. There you go. Now it's coming up. AstraZeneca, a road to death. These people. We're awake now. We're awake now. So you guys really just take care of your health and, you know, just pray and ask the Lord to guide you. Remember the woman that Bible that Jesus talked about? He says this woman who had gone to all these doctors and she was no better, but only the worse. You know, she'd spent all she had and she was only worse. This because he knew. He was trying to tell us it was an AstraZeneca, a road to death. So we're awake now. We are learning and researching for ourselves and getting our own health back. So definitely all the things I've seen people getting well right and left. Tons of great things over there. You know, ways to help you with the neural therapy, which is absolutely amazing. Helping if you have had problems with gallbladder problems, gallstones. I have ways that you can get healed from gallstones. Amazing. They don't even like to use that word. I shouldn't even use that word. We're going to use that word. We're going to use all these good words about getting well. And so it's going to be wonderful. All right. So yeah, definitely do your green smoothie every day. Toss all these goodies in there and it will just be like plumping your cells up with life and rejuvenation and not an AstraZeneca road to death. All right. So have you seen this? We're watching a movie. Okay. So the word is that Kash Patel was literally screaming at Tulsi Gabbard. Now, I don't know if this literally happened or if it did and it was just a show. You know, I've not heard like an audio recording or seen a video of it. But supposedly, Kash Patel is very upset with Tulsi Gabbard and Joe Kent because they were looking into his information about what's going on with the Charlie Kirk investigation. And he said, this is my investigation. You're not going to get involved with my investigation. And there's a lot of scuttlebutt all over the internet that, oh, Kash Patel, he's controlled by a Zionist in all this. I don't buy it. I don't believe it. Not for one half second. I don't buy it. Okay. So I know this whole thing looks so sketchy. And I didn't even pull a clip of this out for you guys, but I'll tell you, it was very maddening to, I'm just going to say it. I didn't really care for the interview of Erica Kirk on Jesse Waters. And 1 minute she's saying, I forgive him. And then the next minute she's saying, we need to have it before on live TV because we need to see what pure evil is. Okay, I'm just going to tell you where I'm staying right now. I just think that that's not her. She just, nothing of this feels right. I'm sorry, but none of it feels sincere. None of it feels right, looks right, smells right. It just, nothing's right about it. And, you know, all of the people are on the... You know, I'm hoping if I died, if something like that happened to me, y'all would be crying a minute. Would y'all cry for me? Would you cry? And not these little tears you wipe, dab, dab, but real cry like that. You're like, I can't even talk about it because Melly's dead. Right? Isn't that the way y'all would feel? I'm hoping you would. You know, like, it just doesn't seem right. It just, whatever. Anyway, so I just think if I had to put money down on the table right now and say, I bet this is what's really happening. It's saving Israel for last. It's exposing how Mossad takes over these organizations and a hostile takeover. I've even seen a video where I don't even know if it's real, so I haven't shared it. But there are people who are saying that that it's crazy. She's bringing in all these people that they don't know, that they feel like they're, you know, spooks. And so I don't know if that's real. So I haven't really promoted it. I'm just telling you, you know, some of the things that I'm seeing. And it just none of it feels right. And I feel that I'm going to tell you one more thing. I'm going to say one more thing. I think I might even have a picture of this. Let me see if I have a picture of this. Yeah. Okay. I didn't mean to get into all this right now, but I'm going to go ahead and get into it. First of all, these people are sick. They're sick. In the head. They're brainwashed sick. And I think this is a guy dressed as a girl. I don't know. Anyway, they're wearing the shirt, and but even they, as sick as they are, and evil as, you know, and brainwashed as they are, they know there should have been a lot more blood on his shirt. Right? If this was really what they have said it to be, then there would have to have been a lot more blood on his shirt. Okay? And that's what I was talking about yesterday because, there are people who come on my channel. As soon as I start to say, ask questions, I'm like, is this the same person? Is this really Erica Kirk? Is this really her? Does it look at her nose. Look at her jawline. Look at her eyebrows. It doesn't look like her. It doesn't look like someone who just lost her husband. I don't even know Charlie Kirk. And when this first happened, I was just like, I couldn't even speak. The only thing that finally got me to feeling better was when I realized that it was a movie, to be honest. Before that, I was not able to function. I was just really just so in shock, and I don't even know him. I don't believe that a woman who just lost her husband would be, you know, say, oh, you know, send your money to Turning Point USA. All right. Anyway, so the point is, I think Cash Patel knows all this. Cash Patel knows all this. This whole thing, and I've said this from early on, I believe it's to expose how they do investigations, how they put out all these text messages and spoil the case, how, you know, and how the Mossad comes in and does these takeovers, hostile takeovers. I really think that's what this is about. It's saving Israel for last. This whole thing that's going on in the Middle East is saving Israel for last. Even Ukraine, I'm going to show you something about Ukraine before we go. It's all saving Israel for last. We're at that point, thank goodness, in this movie. And really, that is the head of the beast. That is the Medusa head. That's what this is. That's what this is. All right, so I want you to see that. I just feel like that's what it is. And it's to President Trump, how many times has he done this? It's a genius move because he gets everybody all jazzed up, all wired up, and getting everybody talking about things because he's a media genius. And this is the very type of thing that will get everyone all jazzed up and talking about it and sharing all this information. Okay. And some people are saying, that Cash Patel is no good and he's whatever. This whole thing looks like it's already going to trial. How could it go to trial that quickly? I mean, there's just no way. Anyway, it's because these things take a lot longer. And then for them at Turning Point USA to all be gung-ho that Tyler Robinson did it, I'll tell you one thing. If someone killed a loved one of mine, legitimately, I would leave no stone unturned, much like Candace Owens is doing, to get to the bottom of the truth of it and not let someone who was innocent go free, innocent be held to an account. That's what this whole thing is about. No more in the golden age, no more will the innocent be held guilty and the guilty go free. That's over. Okay, so that's what this is really all about, is to expose all that. And so you guys, let's all share this information. I put all this over on my Melissa Red Pill. Okay, so you go over and share that. I'll pop this one over into the chat. So you can, you know, these are the kinds of things to share so people realize what's really going on. Okay. Yes. He says, see you in Valhalla. And that's in witness protection. So I do believe that they're in witness protection. I really do think that is. And he was out there saying some very pointed things, and he had, you know, he knew the white hats knew that they, the plan for them to harm him. So I just really do believe that's, you know, what's happening here. And President Trump knows. And he is playing along, Cash Patel is playing along to expose them. And even Candace said, like, it's probably six people in their organization. That's what she was saying, who are in on it. The Josh Hammer video I showed you last week, that's outrageous. I'm not going to show it again, but none of it makes sense, right? Unless They're trying to do a hostile takeover so they get all these millions and control over this huge organization so they can control the youth. The thing is, the thing that they didn't expect, they thought that Holly Hand was going to be able to just slide right in and be the new Charlie Kirk. And no, that's not, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that anyone really feels that at all. They're not feeling it. All right. So anyway, it's also got to expose the church. It's got to expose any religious institution that is part of covering up crime. It's got to happen. It's got to happen. All right. So now let's talk about this. Elon has been saying about our new phones. He was asked a question by Joe Rogan. Are you going to make an X phone? And he said that he really has a lot of things on his platter right now. He really is not doing that right now. But he said the new phones are going to be very different. I want you to hear what he had to say. Very interesting. Check this out.
Wait, man.
I know. Like, but it keeps coming up. It keeps coming up where I know I've asked you a couple times. I'm like, this is bullshit, right? But like,
I'm not working on one.
You're not working on it.
I'm not working on a phone.
Okay. Have you ever considered it? Has it ever popped into your head? Because you might be the only person that could get people off of the Apple platform.
Well, I can tell you where I think things are going to go, which is that we're not going to have a phone or in the traditional sense. What we call a phone will really be an edge node for AI inference, for AI video inference, with some radios to obviously connect to, but essentially you'll have AI on the server side communicating to an AI on your device, formerly known as a phone, and generating real time video of anything that you could possibly want. And I think that there won't be operating systems, there won't be apps in the future. There won't be operating systems or apps. It'll just be you've got a device that is there for the screen and audio and for put as much AI on the device as possible so as to minimize the amount of bandwidth that's needed between your edge node device, formerly known as a phone, and the servers.
So if there's no apps, what will people use? Like, will X still exist? Will there be email platforms, or will you get everything through AI?
You'll get everything through AI.
Everything through AI. What will be the benefit of that, as opposed to having individual apps?
Whatever you can think of, or really whatever the AI can anticipate you might want, it'll show you. That's my prediction for where things end up.
What kind of time frame are we talking about here?
I don't know. It's probably 5 or 6 years or something like that.
So 5 or 6 years, apps are like Blockbuster Video.
Pretty much.
And everything's run through AI.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you guys think of that? That is wild. Now, I think that Elon knows what he's talking about, and I could not have foreseen what we have now, that we have the ability to talk together on this. You know, here I am just in my, because even though I can't always get everything working right, I finally do, right? It's the things that we can do from our phone. I can, my mom's been on a trip. She's literally in the middle of the ocean. I can talk to my mom, it's really outrageous. And so he's saying, this is what's going to be in the future. So I would not doubt it that that's what it's going to be. And so the way I look at AI, I know there's a lot of fear talking about AI, and he's even said this also, that we've got to be very careful because we don't want to go the wrong way with it and let them rule the world. But I think that this is the thing. AI cannot think. AI is just the data in, because it is the data that comes out. They're just a robot, okay? But we'll have to have people who will make decisions, people who will think. We will be the, if you think of it almost like, I don't know how to say this exactly. I'm going to say the wrong thing. But how the cabal has looked at us, like basically we're their robots, okay? And that we're the ones who are supposed to do all this work for them. And they, you know, but we're people, you know, and we are made in God's image, that we are not just supposed to have, you know, someone controlling us. Well, a robot is a machine that can be controlled, and we're able to, this is what we will be able to do, is control the robot. Like, I have a little robot vacuum, and I tell it, okay, go do the bathroom or whatever. And so it goes and it does it, and it's happy. It's not happy or sad. It just does it, right? In the same way, you know, we'll have these robots to be able to do, you know, whatever we want them to do. And so that we can be free to think, to enjoy our lives, to create, to make good decisions, you know, all these things. And to make a life that's wonderful. Instead of constantly being, you know, putting a square peg in a square hole. I personally couldn't do that day after day after day after day. Okay? I've seen sweatshops that I think I would just, you know, it would just send me into orbit. I've seen, you know, people who are doing the same thing over and over and over, mundane, monotonous, that work over and over and over. And so free up humanity to do the things that are life-giving, and then let the robots do the, you know, vacuuming the bathroom, that type of thing. All right, so I just found that very interesting. The new types of phones, it's hard to even imagine, but I think that's where we're headed. Now, the other thing that he's talking about is that everyone will have a universal high income. Now, I disagree with him on some of these things, because as I was just saying, that we're going to be in positions of royalty instead of slaves. But, you know, he has talked about that, you know, it's going to knock out these jobs. Well, that, you know, that people will have the freedom to work or not to work. I think that it'll be different. Like I've said, in the golden age, we will have the ability to do things that we've not been able to do before, because we've just had to work the 9 to 5 and just move papers around. A lot of these things that have been this mundane, repetitive things, we will not have to do that. We'll be able to do things that we enjoy doing, and that are utilizing our gifts and our talents and our time to the full, and not feel like we are just a slave to the system. Okay, so that's where we're headed. I believe it'll be elevated work that we will be doing. And so you might think, well, you know, some people are not ready to do that. Well, when the Great Awakening happens, some people are, you know, maybe just not able to do anything, any work, because there's so many, you know, mental illness or whatever. But in the Great Awakening, there won't be any more mental illness. In the Golden Age, there won't be any more of this inabilities. Everyone will be able to lift and rise to their potential. Okay? So it's a very high potential. So it's going to be different. It's hard to even imagine. That's why I, ready everybody? Ready for the drum roll? I wrote this book. This is my new book. That is not the new book. This, forget the drum roll. Okay, now drum roll. This is my new book. I just posted day before yesterday. It's called The Golden Age. The Golden Age. Here we are at the Golden Age. What does the Bible say happens in the 1,000-year reign of Christ on earth? And so this is about this, as I say here, the Golden Age will be truth, righteousness, justice, freedom, peace, health, knowledge, faith, abundance, joy, unity, beauty, entertainment, innovation, and authority. This is what we're headed for in the Golden Age. It's going to be so different from what we've experienced being under the boot of these people, but that's what the Golden Age is about. And it's just going to get brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter until this day dawns upon us. When I started researching it and looking for the verses about the different things that will happen in the Golden Age, I was really shocked at things that I had overlooked and I had missed that are God's promises throughout the Bible. That no one will make them afraid. There will be no more fear, no more disaster, no more tornadoes, no more floods. This is where we're headed in the Golden Age. So definitely check it out. I think you'll really like it. I do not have the audiobook ready yet. I do not have the audiobook ready. It's over on $2.99 over on Kindle. And the paperback is $11.99. But yeah, I think you'll really enjoy it. And we're probably going to do a study on it. And if maybe I'll have the audiobook ready, if it's probably going to be December, because I'm going on a special trip with my mom. I'll still be posting. Don't worry. I'll still be around. But I'm going to take some time for the holidays with my, for Thanksgiving with my mom and my family. So yeah, I love this. I'm so excited to share this with you guys. I've been working on it for so long, and the Lord helped me to give it a little push, and Tammy, of course, helped me, and we got this thing birthed. And it's just so good, and it's not speculation. It's not just what my hope is. It is from God's word what he has promised to us in all these areas. So it's very, very exciting to be able to share that with you guys. Here's a little tidbit of what it looks like. This is the table of contents right here. Right here is the table of contents right there. And then you can start to see, you know, one of these days I'll read to you some of it, but here I'll read to you this. This is in the very first chapter. It's talking about the humanity's exile is over, and this is where we've read this passage, and I don't know that I understood that we were in exile since the 3,000 years ago when we were put in. And I've talked to you about this several times, but here is where Isaiah in chapter 40 was telling us about this day that would come when our exile would be over. And that is where we are. It says, comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfortably to Jerusalem, the city of peace. Call out to her that her warfare is accomplished. And another version, it talks about, it's not just the warfare, it's the servitude. The servitude is over. That her iniquity is pardoned, and that she has received of Yahweh, Yahweh's hand, double blessings for all her sins. Just like Joseph received double portion, we're going to be receiving double back good for all the evil that has been inflicted upon us by this evil New World Order, wherever they are. Yeah, by this New World Order regime. We're going to receive double blessings back from the Lord. Isn't that awesome? I hope you guys love it. I hope you enjoy it. I want to hear. Oh, don't forget, when you go over there and you get the book, please, when you can, when you're ready, please go and make a review somewhere. Somewhere you can write a review somewhere. Because I want this to really jump out and that people really see this and they start to see this is great news. And I really appreciate that you guys have done this for me on all the other books. These are the other books that I have on End Times. Wow! Somebody went over there and put like another 300 reviews over on End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. Thanks, guys, so much. So that really helps people to see, hey, there must be something to this. This lady must know what she's talking about, and I do. And so here, I definitely do the same thing for my other books right here. End Times, This is Biblical. He needs a little love. Give him some love, too, because I know you love that book, too. I don't talk about him as much, but this is what we're experiencing. Very, very good news. I think that's it. I think that's everything I had to share with you today. That was, I'll play this one quick thing. This was, oh, yeah, okay. Alex Stein is out here. I was going to show you this too. Okay, Alex Stein was out on the street and asking this man who was promoting Ukraine. He's just a brainwashed guy. I don't think he's in on it. He's thinking he's doing the right thing, and he's wanting us to send all this money. And so Alex Stein was making some jokes about it, but I also shared it. I'm going to share with you guys the link to this, because this one is about really what is the truth about Ukraine. And I put this in the post. I said, it's probably time for us to talk about what's really going on in Ukraine and why it became the world's most corrupt place on earth, and why Putin has been attacking it for years, and why President Trump only pretends to try to stop him, and why the media worships Ukraine. Yeah, let's talk about that. Saving Israel for last. So all this is being, this is all about Israel. That's, Ukraine is all about Israel. It's another place that they have been able to take over and use for the head of this corruption, the head of this beast, as the head of their operation for trafficking children and drugs and arms and bioweapons. Okay, and they've been able to get away with it. So anyway, I'll share with you guys that on the chat, so you can. I know Songbird will post that to also. This is I'll just put it on here, Ukraine. And that's the Ukraine post. But the other thing I wanted to show you was this one. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, here is where, super quick, Gene Ho is talking about, he gives a very short summary of what is going to be able to stop the shutdown. Now, some people are saying it's not going to come back open. I think it will, but very, very different. That's what my speculation is, my idea is that is going to happen. So here's what he's saying, though, is as far as the machinations that have to happen in Congress. So check this out.
Here we go. First of all, the problem is not on the House side. The House already passed it, and now it's over to the Senate side. But here's the problem. They need 60 votes, which means they need 8 Democrats to flip over to the opposite side. By the way, Fetterman was one of them that already voted. Who knew? Kind of like the guy. Anyway, they need 5 more Democrats to cross over. But here's the thing. They already voted 13 times, and they still can't get 5 more to vote the other way. Now, Donald Trump says, all right, let's go nuclear. Because if they go nuclear, that's what it's really called. They only need a simple majority, meaning just 51 votes, and then the government will be opened up. But here's the problem. Senator Thune, who is a Republican, said, no, we're not doing that option. So we're in a standstill again. Either they're going to have to go nuclear, or they're going to have to find 5 more on the Democrat side to cross over. So tell me what you think should happen.
Yeah, all right. So that's what's going on with this. Either way, trust the plan. Trust President Trump. He is in control. He knows exactly what to do and what is happening with this. And it's all to bring down this terrible beast that has been controlling us. And all these things are, I think they're all his Trump card. Exposing Israel, stopping the funding, and stopping the cabal, the globalist imperialist elite, from controlling all of the world commerce. And so every country will be free from them. So that is really all the Trump card. The name of this video is a Trump card. And I think it's actually several Trump cards that he just goes in guns blazing on all of it. All right, I think that's it. Oh, here's one more thing. Today is, they're having that special. I think this is the last day. This is the detox that I do every day. This is the cellular level, and it's on for $5. Okay, so you can just try it and see if this is what you know, if you like it. But it goes to the cellular level, removing all these toxins in the cells and specifically the heavy metals. So I'm going to put this over here because it's like every several months they do it, but right now is they're doing it, and today's the last day. All right, let's pray. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We thank you and we praise you that we are living in this day. Thank you, Lord, for our wonderful President Trump, who knows how to play this Trump card. Thank you that he knows how to negotiate all these deals so that every country will be free from these elite globalist evildoers. Thank you, Lord, that we are seeing how even in our country that Congress is not going to be able to have their boot on our throat anymore. I thank you that saving Israel for last, they're being exposed in every which way. Lord, use us to help get this truth out. Help us to get this truth out so that everybody knows the wonderful truth about what you're doing in this world right now to set us all free, and help us to help everyone understand the truth about Israel and how they've hijacked the name. All these things, Lord, that all this truth, we are your truth tellers. We are your digital soldiers, and we're happy to be a part of getting this truth out. We praise you and thank you. I just continue to ask you to bless the Freedom Force Battalion. Bless us that we continue to stay together, that we work together and get your work done, and you keep us healthy and at peace and have everything that we need. I pray your blessing on each one. I pray that they will know that you are right beside them, leading them every minute of every day, because you are the one who bought all this for us. You bought all this for us with your own blood, Lord Jesus, and we thank you. We praise you forever because we are citizens of your kingdom. You say, come into your kingdom, because you have prepared this for us from the foundation of the world. We are so blessed. We should pinch ourselves every day. Thank you, Lord. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you guys. I love you so much. And I'm going to play our little song, and we're going to jet. And I love you. And I will talk to you later.
From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.